Guys, if there was somebody who could play this role and be Lebo Mathosa, we wouldn't have this day. We wouldn't need this biopic. She is. Sure. She's a whole universe. You know?
Hi, I am Masego Siamela, journalist for Chesa Live. I am live at the screening of Dream, the Lebo Mathosa story. I'm with KB and Bahumi. They will be respectively be playing the younger and older version of Lebo Mathosa.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Firstly, how did you feel when you were told that you were playing the role of Lebo Mathosa?
So, before I was cast, I was asked a couple of months or so before to say, can we put your name on the list of potentials who can play the role? So I said, do you think my name should be there? And they said, yeah. So I said, okay, great, put my name there. But already I was starting to think about it, to think, what is it that you're going to bring to this thing? Because it's massive. So, and I wasn't selected, all I said to my agent, I said, you know what, whoever plays this thing, let's just kick ass, you know? Because it's not a one-man thing. It's not about a KB or a Bahumi, and I've been wishing for an interaction like this where everybody that gets involved becomes a part of it. So when I was phoned to say, okay, Kabes, would you still be keen to do it? I felt like kifilwe a responsibility with something so precious and something that belongs to everybody, but we are entrusting it enough for now, you know? Guys, if there was somebody who could play this role and be Lebo Mathosa, we wouldn't have this day. We wouldn't need this biopic. She is... Sure, she's a whole universe, you know? I think for anyone to firstly want that of anyone, and for anyone to say, I can be that, it would be really a shame, I think. So I'm honored to play this role. I do it with the utmost respect. And because for me, it's not just about Lebo. She's a human being. She comes from a family. She belongs to someone. She belongs to one of about that she belongs to that I've never met in my life. And I know they're going to watch this. It's a whole industry, people that she's worked with that have impacted her. People like Amstel, who, when he was on set every day, I crept in my pants because I thought, oh my goodness, this is a living connection to Lebo. And I'm not talking about the songs or talking about her as a human being. So I was honored. I was grateful every single day I was on set. Because I think it's a great opportunity at many different levels to tell a story that my son can know, that kids can know. But guys, we're playing games right now. We've had beasts on stage. Lebo gave everything she had to us in performance. She gave us memory. She gave us good vibes. She gave all of herself, and she didn't ask for anything in return. So I understood that when I got the call.
And how did you research the role that you had to play? Did you have to like watch a lot of movies, listen to a lot of her music? How did you do that thorough research?
So I didn't even have to listen to her music because Rawiza. My thing was, I didn't research Lebo in terms of how can I be her. My question was, how can I give this character respect? And I thought, if I mean, you know, there's things that Vanessa said about how she moves and whatever, and I don't, and the voice and whatever. But if I started doing that, I was going to look weird, and you were not going to believe me. You were going to be like, okay, KB is messing with us now. So my thing was, be authentic with the emotion that you play, because we are interpreting her story. Aesthetically, I don't look like Lebo. I am 13 years older than the age she was that I'm playing right now. But what it was about committing to every single aspect of the story that I'm telling and telling it authentically and not try and pretend to sound like her and not try and pretend, you know, even with the songs when I sing them. And I learned, I watched some video clips, I learned this trait here, that trait there, da, 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 but that is all. Because I didn't want it to be, okay, 5, 6, 7, 8, she would be turning this way now, she'd be turning that way now. All it was, I just give myself to the role. Mm. The director says, in this scene, we want Lebo to be throwing a tantrum. I threw a tantrum. I didn't think, oh, Konje, what would she do? What would she say? How would she scream the name? I just went, I just played it from the bottom of my heart and my understanding. Because she wasn't one thing. She was an energy. She was, you know, we used to laugh about the fact that Jorge, Lebo would meet me with the summers and be like, hello, Nana, whatever. Mm. The next day, she just walks right past me, but she saw me.
Yeah.
How do you play that role? How do you play that role? There's an energy. There is. Sometimes she loves you, sometimes she hates you, yeah. And that's what she gave you. So that's how I chose to play the role and not try to be.
I go fit the mistakes.
Hashem, Anna, Okinze, a lot of times.
And seeing that after your role, after your name was announced that you were playing the adult version of Leo Matosa, how are you dealing, or how did you deal with the hate then, and how are you dealing with the hate now? And are you anticipating backlash or whatever when it comes to when it premieres on TV?
So when it was announced, I had already been working. So we were busy. We were busy. Like, there was no time. There was no time to... It's only now that I've got an hour to sit and do this. There was no time to think. There was no time. All it was rehearsals. It was costume. You're on set. You're shooting. You're doing this. You're doing that. So I'm in the same industry that Lebo was in. I like I said, I took this role knowing that... There is no person who can be, or if we think, I would love to meet them, and by all means. So, I don't know what people have said. I try to imagine what they've said, because I've never engaged any of it. So I cannot tell you word for word what anybody said, because I was quite disappointed in the fact that we do this a lot at home. An idea comes up. And a suggestion is made. And we chop it up. But what we do is, after we chop it up, we don't replace it with anything. We just leave it. If somebody said to me, I feel like Amstel would have played the role better than you because of A, B, C, D, I would say, okay, I hear you, fair enough. We can't keep doing that. It's almost like we have nothing, you know. I look at the bigger picture. I love looking at the bigger picture because I always like to think, what is it we can do? Lebo's story hasn't been told. And I was happy for whoever that was chosen to play it when I wasn't chosen. That's what was also like for me, because I said, none of us can own it. I can't own it. You can't own it. I'm still can't own it. So it's okay. I'm comfortable with it, because I also know that I don't look like her, but at the same time I also know that I don't go into taking it for granted. I'm a trained actress, I'm a trained singer, I'm a trained dancer, and that's why I said, if you think I can do it, then I'll do it, because with everything that I have. So I think it's okay. I don't regret it. If I were asked to make the same decision again, I would. I just say, like, we cannot just keep doing things like this. We can't just, you know, break things down. We break things down and then we sit and wait for the next idea. Someone comes. Everybody that's on that set really utompa this project. Every single person. And that's where I drew my comfort, and that's my point of departure, to say, if anyone thinks we disrespect this project or we take it for granted, at least the actors, we don't. Most of us have met her. Most of us have interacted with her. Most of us know what she means to everybody. And someone else must also come up with theirs and do it and tell the story. But we cannot just break things down and enjoy doing that. You know, what really hit me hard was Bahumi is a child. And here are people attacking a child. A child, right? Attacking a child. When some WHP was depressed, he struggled with depression because of how we probably made him feel. And we lost him. And then this happens, and here's our response. We're not saying approve of everything, but how you do it is important. We don't have to approve of everything. We live in a world where we're rejected every day. Whether you auditioned for the role, it happens all the time. Or a director says, I don't like your approach to this. We're not saying don't say no. Your attitude about it doesn't have to be personal. A long answer to a very short question.
It's constant. That's what I need. One last question. What would you say you took from playing the role of Lebo Mathosa?
It took guts to play it. I think I lived 100 years just from the 3 weeks that I played this role. Getting to know her, you know, I know some parts are fiction, some parts are real. Coming to terms with the fact that there's so much going on about it right now, and thinking what would she have done, she would have done it anyway. Just grounded me a lot. And just reminded me of guitaring. It was just raw. It's just raw. I don't know how else to put it. But it encouraged me to continue being in touch with my authenticity. Because I think that's the only thing I can offer. And because even if that's not good enough for you, I'm still at peace because I was authentic.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
I appreciate it.